You mentioned pump therapy, and of course the NSABP is looking at intrahepatic infusion based to a great extent on the work from Nancy Kemeny from your place. What actually goes on at Memorial? And of course that's kind of controversial. A lot of people think that maybe that's passe now with the new agents. What actually happens at Memorial in terms of who gets the infusions off protocol?
Well, most patients will initially be treated with systemic chemotherapy, and if they get a good response to the systemic chemotherapy, come to a synchronous resection of their disease. But if we cannot resect all the disease, but we're able to do a major resection, maybe ablate a couple of areas, then often those patients will be candidates for putting in a pump in addition. We still put a lot of patients on protocol in the pump therapy, and the results actually are quite impressive in terms of their response on the pump therapy and their longer-term outcome and things. So,
what have you observed in terms of side effects?
They seem to tolerate the chemotherapy well. I mean, they have an implanted pump in place, and so I've not seen a lot of patients with major side effects and complications from it.
What about radiofrequency ablation? How is that utilized?
Often as an adjunct to resection, we have not been strong advocates as a replacement for resection. We think that resection is still the better modality to use. It gives the best chance of potential cure for these patients. But in settings where there is extensive disease, where a significant component can be removed, but other areas that are smaller, you can't remove the entire part, then we'll use ablation in conjunction with resection in some instances.